In life, we're always taking a journey, as I said during the meditation. And sometimes that journey requires a lot of steps. Sometimes it's just one step. For me, what I find is the biggest way that we can take that journey with ease is when we take a look at what we're causing with resistance, right? And that can include the present moment. If in the present moment there's something going on, whether it's an emotion, a sense of disconnection, an unsureness or confusion, all sorts of different things that are going on, if we try to deny that, if we try to get around it, if we spiritually bypass that, right? Then we don't know where we're beginning from. And we just end up in kind of circles and wandering about aimlessly. But if we can drop in and actually notice with recognition of the reality, this moment, doesn't mean you have to stay there. It doesn't mean that's where it's always going to be. But you got to know where you're starting from. This is how I define acceptance, by the way. Acceptance, I think, a lot of times is seen as tolerating something, right? You're having a tough time in life or in that day, and you tell a friend, and they're like, oh yeah, that's rough, but you just got to accept it. That's not a nice way to accept. But you do have to recognize what it is so that you know where you're going to move from, or if you really need to. And so especially for any of you that currently are feeling challenge in your life, heartache, closure, sadness, please know that everything in life is changing, but only if you first recognize where you're starting from without resistance, but with the knowledge that if you start from there, you have somewhere you can grow to, you can move towards. We spend so much of our lives in avoidance, trying to fight against something. And fighting or running away from, these are both survival instincts. And we're in the survival state. That's this little part of the brain right here, this amygdala. And it only really knows a few things. It only knows how to respond or react in a few different ways. And that's fight, flight, freeze. You just don't do anything. And also fawning, people pleasing, right? All of them just to try to survive, maintain. But that's not really living. And I want to invite you guys to live, to move forward in your life. Not away from what you're afraid of or feeling that's discomfort, but rather toward what you really love and want. I'll share a little insight that I had a few years back. I was working with a lot of patients with cancer. And what I started to notice statistically was that the ones who would put all their energy into a reason to live, where there was a child, a project, a mission, whatever it was, a favorite chocolate cake, and they were like, I gotta live for this. Whatever it was, they survived. Quite often the ones that were focused on just not dying, who were stuck in avoidance, fight, most of them stayed in the illness, stayed in the disease. There's something to be said about noticing, acknowledging, recognizing where you're at, what you're feeling, what's real. Yes, but then stop investing in it. Start to shift your attention towards what you really want in life, because it gives you an inspiration to move towards rather than a fear that you're running from. You guys get what I mean? So that said, today's topic for this journey, we always have a theme, is finding fulfillment. Finding fulfillment. And really what the real topic is the difference between fulfillment versus satisfaction. Satisfaction, I think, is when we have something we are trying to replace, meet the expectation of, fill the gap of, just to be satisfied, right? So when you have a craving and you're like, I just got to do this to be satisfied. You don't gain anything. All you did was you got back to zero, and then most likely that empties out again, and you got to do it again and again and again. And this is where we lead kind of unsatisfied lives. Fulfillment is when you're not taking something from the outside or waiting for someone or something from the outside to fulfill you, but rather you start to fulfill yourself from within. You start to notice internally what your own clarity is of what you want. You start to shift internally towards the direction of what you desire in life rather than the fear of what you're running away from. And in that, you start to cultivate certain steps and habits and traditions and rituals that help you build those desires and goals into your life. Those places that you want to feel instead of trying not to feel what you don't want to feel. Because rituals and habits and intention is really important. In order to find fulfillment, it's not like you sit back and you're like, okay, come fulfillment. That's it finding you. You have to find it, which means you choose. And you say that person right there, or that thing, or that accomplishment, or that service, or whatever it is that you want. And you say, I choose it, and you go towards it. This is finding fulfillment. It's an intentional choice in life. But to choose something means that you have to stop investing in what you're not choosing. And that brings me back to what I've been sharing. So often we're stuck on what we're avoiding, what we're afraid of. And most of that's going to be in our history. It'll be something that has already occurred or that we're afraid will occur again. But very rarely is it something that's never occurred and that we're just projecting out like, oh, but what if this happens? Unless somewhere along the way you were given the sense or feeling of it already. Even if it was just the fear. Maybe a parent was always afraid of something, and now you carry that as well. But all of that means you're still reflecting on what's already known instead of what isn't known. What you don't know yet, what you might be unsure of. Actually, when you said unsure, I was like, yes! It's one of the best places to be. Because when we're in confusion or uncertainty, it means we're right at the edge of moving from the familiar into something brand new, something of expansion, something that might bring a difference in our lives, a transformation. Now, that's not to say that we all want transformation in our lives. I was at a workshop one day, and the facilitator was saying, this will be life-transforming. And this one guy's like, wait, what? He goes, yes, it's going to transform your life. He's like, but I like my life. No. I'm out. And so again, it's a choice. It's whatever you want to shift, change, allow. By the way, this is permission. Another big, big piece. I have these three pillars that I live by, and they're kind of my methodology. The first one is acceptance. To recognize where you're starting from. To really see the reality of this moment. That's acceptance. Right? It's your home base. From there, we move into permission, which is to allow for change. To allow for change. If you're not already feeling fulfilled in your life, it's probably because something isn't being fulfilling. So there has to be some change, right? There needs to be the permission, the space made for change to occur. And notice I'm saying allow for change, not force change, control change, manipulate change. No. Allow. Which requires a really big piece, and that's that you trust it's possible. That you trust it's possible. A lot of times I get clients coming to, I've got a healing center down the street here, and when I'm doing these one-on-ones, they'll come, and sometimes they're in really dire straits. They've got a lot of challenges and depression and sadness and, you know, traumas and all these different things coming up. And they come, they've invested into the session, and then we spend the entire session arguing. Because they're not allowing for change. They're not allowing for the possibility. And in the end, I'll just ask one simple question. I'll say, do you think this is possible for you? The thing that they might want. And half the time, by the end of that, they'll be like, well, no, not really. And I said, then why are you here? I think there is a part of you that does think it's possible. You wouldn't have come otherwise. Another example, maybe a little bit more of an extreme one. This is an example from Tony Robbins. I've always liked it. So he received a call from one of his top coaching clients. And this woman, she was really desperate. She was at a point in her life that she was ready to take her life. And she calls him up. It's like 3 a.m. in the morning. She calls. Tony's like, hello? She's like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm gonna take my life. It's done. I can't do it anymore. He goes, okay. Tell you what, can you call me back at 9? Because I was asleep. Just call me back at 9. The person that had the forward thinking to call me in the first place, have them call me back at 9 a.m., please. You see what he did? He knew there was a piece of them that was like, I'm not really ready to give up. Otherwise, why would I call? And he just talked to it. He's like, look, call me back at a better time. Like, we have to realize that there is always a possibility somewhere within us. And actually, there's infinite possibilities around us. It's just that there's only one piece inside of us that we have to pay attention to, and that's the one we give permission to accept and receive one of those other possibilities. So often we think that our world is collapsing and there's no escape and there's nothing else to do and we will never find fulfillment. We'll always be in despair. But that's because you're looking too closely at one point in your life. You got to zoom out a little bit. Take some space. And sometimes that means, and this isn't a distraction, but it means you have to come out of the reaction. I'll give you guys an example of this. This is something that Christina did to me one day. And ever since, it's become a technique we use with our clients. So one day, we were having breakfast. And we always have oatmeal, and I like pineapples in my oatmeal. We're eating, and I don't know what triggered me, but something got me, and I got all emotional, and I was like getting huffy and puffy, and not at her, but just at myself. I'm like, ah! And she looks at me, and with the sweetest look on her face, she took a little pineapple out of my oatmeal and she extended it towards me and she's like, would you like a magic pineapple? And of course there was the rational adult part of me that was like, no, I don't want a magic pineapple. I know what you're trying to do. But the inner child was like, shh, she has a magic pineapple. I want to see what this is going to do. You see, and in that moment, I had exited the survival state. I had exited the reactionary place. I had gone into the curiosity, into the possibility, even of a magic pineapple. And so this is what I invite you to, is when we're seeking or finding fulfillment, know that it's actually right at your doorstep. It's already there. It's waiting for you simply to open the space to receive it. But so often, we've closed that door. It's almost like we start back at that acceptance place. You know how I said that it's your home base? It's kind of like, have any of you ever ordered something on Amazon or online, like any kind of product or book or something like that, right? We're all in a digital age these days. And so when you're ordering something, you go on there and you're curious. You're like, okay, I know kind of what I'm looking for. You just want to find the right one, the thing that matches and aligns the best with you. Start going through all the different products. And let's say that you're looking for a self-help book, a book called Who Are You by Rodolfo Young. It's right there. It's on Kindle as well. And you find it. You're like, yes, that's what I'm looking for. And you hit purchase. Now, here's what happens in life and also online. When you hit purchase, it doesn't go straight to the billing. It goes to a review page, doesn't it? It goes to a review page. So even when we say yes to something, we're not having to feel like we're committing everything. And that can be scary. But we're just saying yes to the possibility. We're saying yes to the possibility. Wonderful. Okay, you said yes to the possibility. You look over the details. Yeah, that's what I want. And you hit continue. Now that's the billing page. That's an investment. We all make it. It's some form. It's our time. It's our energy. It's our resources. But here's the bit that's most important. The last page, shipping address. You have looked in life for something to come and help make you feel more fulfilled, to help support you, resources to guide you, all these different things. But if you don't know where for it to be delivered, not going to happen. And if you're so busy avoiding the place that you're in instead of coming into that present moment so you can step from it, then even if it is delivered there, you are not there anymore. You move somewhere else in your constant running. And so the idea is to be in your home base, understand where you're starting from, order, request the support that you want from life, from yourself as well. That's called the time you give for self-care. And then from there, give permission. That means you open the door when the delivery person comes. Because a lot of times they knock on the door, you're like, who is it? Why is somebody at my door? I didn't invite anybody. Why are they? We're so afraid. We've put so many blocks up in front of us. I think one of the reasons we resist change in life is because there's a part of us that's not feeling safe. How many of you, raise your hands, have ever not felt safe in your life? Whether it was physically, emotionally, or mentally. I think almost everybody raising their hands. Because this is part of being human. There are moments when we actually aren't safe, and there's also moments where it's just the perception of it. If I was to point at one of you right now and be like, okay, you're going to finish the class, I'm going to sit down. You might be like, ah! And all of a sudden your whole nervous system is like, I'm totally not safe. And it's not because you're going to die when you come up here, but because your mind has already come up with reasons, maybe from a past circumstance where you were called up to the front of the class and you were humiliated or whatever it was, or you didn't know the answer or something. But in all of it, what we did was we held on to a history, and in that, we put a brick into a wall of safety, and we created our boundaries with these barriers, and all of a sudden we have layer after layer of these protections, defense mechanisms. And so then when we want something new in our life, when we're trying to be fulfilled, well, first off, there's no space because there's just a lot of armor and shielding. And so the first step you need to do is start to, one, in that acceptance of recognizing where you're at, also recognize whether you're safe or not. Are you in a place that you can actually begin a journey forward? Or are you needing to work with the survival? Easy example I always give is, you know, imagine that, don't imagine you're a dog, but just think about a dog that's crossing the street. And as you're, I still really want you guys to imagine you're a dog. Imagine you're a dog and you're crossing the street and you almost get hit by a car. The first thing that you're going to do as that dog, you're going to finish crossing the street, right? You get to safety. And then from there, there's a second thing you always see in nature. All animals do this except for human beings. Once they're in safety, they do this. Right? They shake it off. And then they walk off, tails wagging, happy again. We as human beings, we stub our toe on a piece of furniture, we're like, and we just lock it away, save it for later, just in case we see that piece of furniture again one day. And so then we're walking around with all these little hooties. Of course you're unhappy then. Of course you're going to have deep, heavy emotions. You've been accumulating moments that happened, past, but you didn't let them go because you carried the story with you and the fear of it happening again. Now notice, I'm going to bring it back to that caveat that you find safety first. So in the example, let's say of domestic violence, I'm not saying that you be there and you just let it go and be like, oh no, Rodolfo said like, just let this go. No, go find safety first. You get out of the situation and then in safety, start releasing the things that you were holding, because you don't need to hold them anymore as protections if you're in safety. Big caveat, make sure you're in safety. We're talking about finding fulfillment, and we've dug in deep to look at what's the beginning of that. Well, first we've got to just know where we're at. Maybe we already are fulfilled. Maybe you have everything that you actually want, but you just don't realize it. You've been comparing and contrasting and looking outside of you. Share a story with you. I love telling stories, by the way. This is a story that I'm taking from another speaker. And he used to actually be quite a wealthy individual. And, you know, in his younger years, he liked to express that wealth. And so he had fancy cars and all this stuff. And one day he's driving one of his fancy convertibles. And he's all, comes up to a street light. And he's sitting there, he's revving the engine. And kind of this camper van comes rocking up. It's like one of these old Volkswagen bus kind of ones. And so, you know, sometimes the engine's sputtering a little bit. Pulls up to him, and he kind of looks over, and he's all smug, and he's like, he's in this fancy luxury car convertible. So he kind of waves at the person in the driver's seat. And he knocks on, and he's like, roll down your window. And so they're over there, they're like, it's a manual window, right? And they open it up, and he looks over, and he's like, would you just get out of bed? You look all tousled in there. The person's like, yeah, I've got my bed's in the back. Like, I just got a bed. And they drive off, and he's like, they have a bed? I don't have a bed. I want a bed in my car. Why don't I have a bed in my car? Okay, I'm getting a bed in my car. Right? He's got this fancy, beautiful, amazing car, and he's like, I don't have that, I want that. So he goes to the mechanic, and he tells the mechanic, look, I need you to put a bed in here. The mechanic's like, sir, I'm sorry, you've got this convertible, it's a compact car, it's a little sports car, like there's no, put a bed in the car. Okay, all right, we'll do it. So the mechanic, genius that he was, figures out a way to put a bed in there. It kind of couples into the convertible piece. So you can press a button, bed's all, out. And the guy gets back in his car and starts driving around looking for this camper van. He's like, I'm going to show them. I got a bed too. He's going, he's driving around. Finally, he notices, and it's kind of starting to get a little late in the day, and he notices down in a parking lot, a couple street lamps that are down there, there's the camper van parked. Comes down, pulls up alongside. He's like, honking his horn. Finally, person slides the side door open. They're all wet, got a towel in their head. They're like, what? You just got me out of the shower. You have a shower? No matter what, we could be already fulfilled, but if we compare, if we're constantly looking at what others have and what we might not, we won't ever feel fulfilled. And so fulfillment is never going to come from comparison. It's never going to come from what you see outside of you, nor is it going to be that something outside of you, external, fulfills you. It might satisfy you for a moment, but it won't fulfill. Fulfillment is a mindset. It's a place within you that says, this is enough. This is enough. How many of you have had that voice in the back of your mind? Sometimes it creeps up on you and it says, you're not enough. I know I've had that. Yeah, right? Jumps in there and it's just like, hey, guess what? You're not enough. Son of a... And I'm going to say something a little bit counterintuitive right now. It's true. You're not enough. But not because of who you are. If you were 100% authentically expressing all of you, the good, the bad, the in-between, the diagonal, whatever it is, you would be enough because the math is there. It's 100%. But most of the time, we're not whole. We're divided. We're fragmented. We have pieces all over the place in different places, in the roles, in the masks that we wear, in the traumas and histories of our past, in the projections of our future and fantasies and hopes, but mostly in all the bricks in the walls and fences that we've put up to keep ourselves feeling safe, even when we didn't need it in those moments. There's always going to be some form of safety mechanism that you might need, but every time we build it with barriers, with shields, with armor, what we're doing is we're blocking out not just that which we don't want, but also everything else that we do. Every experience, every possibility. So I like to say, create your boundaries not with barriers, but with clarity. Be clear about what you invite into your life. And in that clarity, you're going to notice that's what you're going to start to notice around you. But if you're busy looking for the dangers and reasons to put the walls up, you're going to keep seeing the dangers. So today we've been talking about finding fulfillment, and one of the first things we have to do is give ourselves permission to even have the desire of fulfillment. Because sometimes as we're going along, we don't even think that we're being enough to allow for such a thing. We look around our community and we see that they're flourishing, blossoming even. I remember that word from somebody else. And we don't think that we're allowed to have that. We resist. We don't allow it to simply occur for us as a possibility to realize that our self-worth is not dictated by what's around us or what we've achieved, but is created simply by our choice to allow something more in life than all the seriousness, but rather we can be playful and allow for the compassion of our own self, because sometimes we get really hard on ourselves. And in that hardness, we bulk down, we bunker in even more with boundaries, with barriers of those boundaries. And what we want to do is allow for the possibility that maybe we don't have to put up walls, but we could just be clear. We could voice with humility what it is that we really want vulnerably, to give that courageous expression to attract what it is that we really want into our lives, because that's the way we find freedom. It's the only way we allow the expansion of our own embodiment, for the authenticity of our expression to come through, and to trust that that is possible. And I know sometimes there are choices, there are actions, there are things that have happened in our lives where we are still struggling to forgive ourselves, but forgiving is not forgetting. It's simply letting go of the barrier it's holding for you and allowing yourself to move forward, whether that's of yourself or another. Because once you can start to drop those obstacles, those speed bumps, and bring focus to what you really want, you can begin the cultivation of purpose. You can move towards the things you truly desire. the fulfillments of your life, when you surrender into the reality of what's possible in every single moment and every relation that you have, interaction and with self and with emotion. Because finding fulfillment isn't about achieving anything, it's about receiving everything. Thank you, everybody.